We are live and kicking tonight, and tonight we have Miss Janet Ramsey from Phenomena Paranormal. I told you I had a date. I get like this when I'm tired.
Right now, because I do not want to go out there. There's something going on here.
There's something going on where?
How do you get your grandchildren to leave? I do not want to go out there. Those little monsters. So, I'm locked myself in the bedroom so I can get some quiet.
get some Gorilla Glue and tell them they're going to, if they don't knock it off, you're going to glue their butt cheeks together.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch.
2 and 4, and they've already been here 2 days. I don't get rid of them until tomorrow.
Well, who's watching them right now? Or did you throw them in the corner?
Getting too old for this. No. You're just supposed to drop them off maybe for an hour or two and then go home.
I got the benefit where my place is a little too small, so they don't stay very long.
My place isn't too small, but they still don't stay very long.
Yeah. Nah, they go
see Papa for a while, and then they get tired of me.
Yeah, I'm surprised the youngest one ain't whining to go home yet. Usually, 2 days she's good. I want to go home. Yeah, the other ones I can't get rid of.
So, Janet, how'd things go with your fundraiser you guys did that we didn't get a chance to get to because of my scheduling?
Well, my surgery also happened right around that.
I know.
I wish you guys would have came because it was a blast.
I would have loved to, but being thrown in as a manager and working 60 hours a week kind of
But no, it was amazing. Yes. We didn't have as many people this year. But the first year we did it, we raised just over $1,000, and we had twice as many people. This time, we had like 30 less people, but we were still raised $900.
That's pretty good.
It doesn't matter how many are there; it's who's there.
Yeah, that's
so much fun and generous, apparently, because we couldn't have done that with them.
From what I saw, it was for a pretty good charity, too.
Yeah.
It's for Tail Waggers 1990. They are awesome. They provide like a Pantry for Paws program, so which runs like a food shelter.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go in and say, I can't afford to feed my dog this month, and they're there to hook you up and with other little things, beds, collars, whatever they have.
They also provide
affordable health care too for your animals. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I looked into their website.
Unfortunately, it's expensive when you have your fur babies and they get sick.
Oh my god. Horrible. The prices of everything is horrible, but I go to buy dog food and it's like, God, why the big jump?
Like everything is a big jump, and it has nothing to do with the cost of the product going up. Is the cost of manufacturing or any of that. It's basically the greed of the corporations.
Well, that plus, places like, I don't know, those places that have just say self checkouts. Well, the cost of everything in their stores is rising because they put them self checkouts in, and now they're bitching today. And I read this, this is a true story. They're going to start removing them because their losses went up.
Yep, they're losing money because people are finding ways of scamming those things.
Well, I said it when they put them in that this is going to make everything skyrocket because people are going to find a way around this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Maintenance on all those machines, you know, do the math. It probably evens out to the same. And you got people working, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That took away jobs. It's like it made it us. It's like, where's our Christmas party now? You know?
Walmart and all that.
Ooh. I got a new toy.
Awesome.
I told Joe I was going to do a live unboxing of it because it's a new toy.
That'd be a good idea.
We're going to be using it on our investigations, especially our Bray Road one.
So we can
get out there and do some aerial reconnaissance and check stuff out.
When you come to Michigan.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Dad around Eloise, there's supposed to be a ghost expert. So there you go.
Well, you know,
get up to the roof.
That's already in the works.
We're
planning on the end of July, first part of August. We're going to take a week. Mark and my wife are going to take a week off, and we're going to take a road trip. We're going to go to Illinois first, meet up with Dale and Nick, and then we're going to head over to Indiana from there. And then we're going to meet up with Jeremy York and a couple other people, possibly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to shoot up to Michigan, and I'm going to be on a mission from God once I get there.
Yeah, he thinks he's a blues brother.
You have to call me God, okay?
No, I'm God. I'm God. That's Jesus Christ.
No, I'm going to be on a mission to check out the dispensaries.
Ooh, might have to assembly be required to.
Don't forget though, I do live on, you know, part of the old Eloise property. So there's a lot going on right within.
Do you still have access to Eloise?
Do I have access? No. I mean, I know people in there, but talking about doing investigations and stuff.
That sucks that you don't have access anymore.
Grew up there now, and they do their own thing.
It does suck that you don't have access anymore, though. It's a bummer.
So you can even ask me at my place. It's supposed to be haunted, the whole area I live in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Remote. That's the remote to it.
And that'll help get into the Eloise Cemetery if the gates are locked.
Yeah, well, it's only
Just got to lose it in there.
It's only got like a 20. It's only got like a 26 minute flight time.
It is right behind a model airfield. So people are back there flying stuff all the time. So.
Well, I was told that this particular drone, before I can fly it, I have to get a permit from the FAA. Oh.
I figured they'd end up doing talking, they're going to deliver groceries with them.
Supposedly, I have to get a permit to fly it from the federal government thing. So
yeah,
I'll look into it before I actually do fly it. But.
So what distilleries are you looking to go to?
Distilleries,
not distilleries, dispensaries.
Dispensaries.
No, you got to go to the distilleries.
No, no.
Ones all around.
No, I'm not. I'm not interested in alcohol. I don't drink.
I do.
I showed my buddies last night after we went off the air a bottle of tequila that was bought about the time we moved in here.
Yeah, it's still a full bottle.
Damn near. There's only about that much out of it. You know, very little out of that bottle.
That's what it looks like folded up.
Ooh. And it's shiny.
Well, it better be. It's brand new.
I think she meant tiny.
Oh, tiny.
How do you know how to fly one?
I do know how to fly them.
Oh, good. All right.
I used to fly 2 meter class gliders, competition actually.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Then you'll do good. My son got one.
He's going to crash and burn his first day.
My husband was going to become an expert and help us go hunting this stuff. And yeah, 2 weeks practice. Put it away and said, I can't do this.
No, it's not that hard. Come on.
He used to fly the model airplanes, so I don't know why. I don't know. Well, I'm sure it is different, but.
I don't know. I never had the privilege of having any of that stuff when I grew up. You know?
Yeah.
I did get a drone, but mine was just a cheap one. I broke it within an hour. I decided to fly it around in the house.
Yeah, we had those little helicopters. Remember the little helicopters? They were big.
Oh, check this out.
They're always zooming through my house. Oh.
That is for...
To hold your cell phone. So you get instant video from the cell phone to the cell phone.
Yeah.
That is cool. That is really cool.
That way you can see where you're going and if you're going to hit something.
And you can record it on the cell phone too.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's an app that I can download.
Well, yeah, if you read the instructions, you might find one.
Yep.
So what's next for you guys? You just got done with this big event. The holidays are upon us. And
oh, we haven't even started planning for the new year.
You guys started for the new year.
And you got the show Ghost Buzz going again.
And Carol, right after Christmas, is getting knee surgery done.
Ouch.
So she's going to be laid up for months.
Yeah, that's going to be painful.
Yeah, knee surgery sucks, dear. I've been there and done that. I screwed up my knee pretty good when I worked for a trailer manufacturer here in Wisconsin. And I was getting out of the way of the forklift driver because the idiot was barreling down on me full bore, and he was about maybe 10 yards away from me at the time. And I was stepping out of the way, and my foot, because it was winter out, my foot hung up. And my foot wouldn't come loose, and my body, the momentum and the weight just kind of pushed, and my whole knee said, just like that, 180 degrees. And then I had to have surgery on it afterwards. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun.
Was not fun. Wasn't exciting. Wasn't fun.
I mean, we've talked about doing a few things. Oh, yeah, and we were supposed to go to Mansville, finally.
Yeah.
To the Ohio State Reformatory. And it's right, we found out it's right after when Carol's having her surgery.
Ouch.
So we declined that one. We're trying to do that one for 5 years now. And every time we, I think the spirits are keeping us away.
Well, we've had a couple because they just come up. They just come up at the wrong times. This happens. We've done that. We've had a chance to go to. I mean, I'll get a call from Dale in Illinois, and he'll call me out of the blue and say, "Hey, I got a couple of spots that just opened up for this trip we're taking. Do you want to go?" And it's like, shit.
It's like, I do want to go.
Or the last minute.
Yeah, it's like, you know, maybe a week's notice and still it's like, you already got plans, you know. So he calls us up. He called us up once and he was making a trip to Gettysburg, you know. I could have probably went, but it would have just been me going and I wouldn't have felt right about that.
I don't know why.
Because my wife and Mark would have had to try it. Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to get work at short notice.
But see, I wouldn't have cared. Because you would come back with video that hours.
Right.
You know, you'd come back with our video.
I'm just saying, you know, at the time too, I would have had to drove myself to him, and at that time, you know, that was a scary thing. You know, when Tanya got put in the hospital and I drove home, man, you know, the highway from the hospital right up to my house almost. Okay. And it's just, you know, one road. I don't have to worry about turning off the road until I get to the entrance to where I live. And she got put in the hospital, so I had to drive this big old truck by myself, blind as a fucking bat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Home. Oh, I was scared. I mean, I know I was going over that middle line a couple of times. I couldn't see for shit. People probably in the back flipping me off and calling me every name in the book, you know, because we... Yeah, you know, I was doing 35 and a 55.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be flipping you off too.
Makes me so mad.
Well, I wasn't taking any chances of crashing either.
Oh, I don't blame you. I'd do the same thing, but it does make people mad.
But now I can get behind that wheel and drive without a problem. I can see.
And now it's even scarier.
These old reading glasses are just sitting around collecting dust now.
Good. I'm glad everything went good though. That's great. I know I hate wearing stupid things.
Well, they told me that if I go out in the sunlight and people look at me just right, they'll see sparkles in my eyes because of the implants.
Really?
Yeah, I got to carry two cards around in my wallet because they're implants. They're the lens. They implanted the whole lens.
I just realized, where's your new guy?
Don't know.
New guy. Jesse.
Oh, no. I was waiting for, I was waiting for the name to change to the Mark Joe Jesse Show or
whatever. No, it's Insane Asylum. I can't figure out how to fix that on Facebook. It won't let me change it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he didn't even see it. Maybe he's still working.
No, he could be.
I just got excited to see you guys and totally forgot about him for a minute.
Yeah, he was on last Friday, but I sent him the link and, you know, he works, so who knows? He might have to put in overtime. Yeah. I don't know what he does. Do you?
It's the holidays. People are trying to get overtime.
But it's always possible that there's overtime involved or, you know, working late or whatever. You know, shit happens.
Oh, yeah. Our guest didn't show up on Ghost Buzz last night.
I saw that.
Yeah. His wife's in the hospital, and they're waiting to be discharged, and they're waiting hours. He's like, I'm still here waiting. It's like, that's okay. We'll wing it.
We were on a show last night.
Yeah.
Whose show?
What was that? Damn it. I'm drawing a blank. I think I smoked too much.
That was Nick and
Supernatural Talk.
Yeah, Supernatural Talk.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten them a few times. They're pretty good.
It's on part of the Things Network.
Yeah. They're part of that too.
Yep.
So enjoying being with the Things Network?
Well, it all started because I was either co-hosting or like a guest co-host or something, or they just had me on as a guest out of the blue often on three different shows, three or four different shows. Anyway, four different shows. So after a while and talking to Jeremy and Nick and everybody, you know, they didn't have a chapter in Wisconsin, so now they do.
Now there you go. Awesome.
So, I mean, it's part of a way to get to create a network of, you know, paranormal people in order to have those connections, you know, and you could like up something like, you know, say you want to go investigate a place in Illinois or something, or, you know, or you heard something in Illinois and you're like, you can call up Nick and say, hey, what's this about? Or, you know,
yeah,
the people in Illinois, you know.
Little people.
So it just, they've gotten actually, are moving quite fast. I mean, Jeremy started this, I don't remember when, a while back. But they've got people, chapters in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, here. And I'd have to look at the website from there to find out the rest of them. But there's some overseas.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, I've never actually gone onto their actual page and checked out everything, but, you know, I get enough people that share things from Things Paranormal to me. So yeah. I catch those shows now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know, it's just a way to extend our network, I guess. And it gets our show out more.
Yeah. You know,
that's why we had to pick a time slot that was available so we wouldn't overlap with the other shows. So now we actually got to stay to that hour
and
right now.
I know. See? You got to stay in the hour. How are you going to have us as guests? It only be on an hour.
Well, we'd have to end it and, you know, keep talking from there.
Back room it.
Yeah.
We've done 2-hour shows. Never know what happens.
Well, we weren't going to go Saturday because if we do these, we can keep doing this during the summer next year while we're investigating, you know, that whole week long trip. We're, you know, visiting three states. We plan to investigate in all three states, you know.
Road trips.
Well, I'm going to like the road trip. So nice big comfy vehicle compared to the little bitty car we used to have. And
stop at those little locations and putz around for a while. And
yep,
the strange off-road things too.
And then we've got a big return plan to Bray Road.
Oh, cool.
And that's going to be, you know, three investigations in one day or, you know, 24 hours or whatever it takes. We're going to Valley of the Kings in the morning, Then we're going to the Stevie Ray Vaughan crash site. And then Bray Road.
Yeah, it said Buddy Holly one, right?
Yep.
Yes, yep. We did.
Yep, we did. That was surreal. It was pretty cool to be out there.
Yeah. You know,
just because of the history. Yeah, just be there because, you know, it's the day the music died.
That's what I like about a lot of places. I just, not even the investigation, I want to hear the history and everything and know it. And it's great.
Well, that's the good part of this, I guess, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We learn the history of the buildings or the locations or whatever to try to find the answers that we seem to always be looking for.
Uh-huh. For sure. Like I said, we have talked, I really don't want to say a couple of places yet. I think we're going to try to go to this year. We were just discussing it last night, so I don't want to say for sure yet. But they'd be awesome if we can get in them. Then we got a couple of residentials coming up. I don't know. They haven't absolutely been booked yet, but those should be probably within the next few weeks.
Right. So,
yeah, but
you know, residentials are fun.
We're so busy with that charity event, nobody talked about going out and investigating. Now the holidays are here.
Yeah, fun are they, huh?
Uh-huh. So I ain't gonna be doing nothing, I know, the rest of this month, unless we do the residentials. But...
Well, we got shows on the, what is there, 2 Fridays left of this month? 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 2 left. We do every 2 weeks now.
So we got 2 more shows, and then we're done for the month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, we got 1 more. 1 more. We're going to have the Ghost Whisperers on our next show.
Ghost Whisperers?
Ghost Whisperers. They're from Michigan here. This is actually their first year as the Ghost Whisperers. They used to be known as High Heels and Hauntings.
Okay.
Yep. But... the main chick moved, took the name, and so they kind of, you know, they got a couple of new people and formed the Ghost Whisperers. But they, like I said, they're a fun team. They were at the charity event. Donated a bunch of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to have them on, and they've had a pretty busy year, so... see where they've been. We haven't done nothing since August when we went to Bobby Mackey's. That was the last
thing. That was cool.
What a party. Because we went the night before. We're like, we're going to check it out while, you know, it's working. And talked to some people, and everybody there was so nice, and that told us their ghost stories all night long.
That's cool.
Experiences there. We got to meet Bobby Mackey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, God, the dancing. Definitely a honky tonk. It reminded me of that movie with John Travolta. What was it?
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy. That's what it reminded me of. But it was
that
so
took
much
place
fun.
At Gilly's.
Yes. And then, like I said, the next day we got to do the investigation. And we hit on a few things. So we still haven't listened to our audio, though. Everybody's been bad. We've been busy. Which I got to hear. I'm trying to figure out something that we caught on camera. We didn't really catch it on camera. We hear it going on. So I want to hear the audio better because I know the recorder was closer. Yeah. So, but yeah, and then the girl that gave us the tour beforehand tells us about some killing that was there years ago. It's the only real confirmed death in the place. And she said, but I'm not going to tell you his name till you guys are all done. It's like, okay. Well, we did everything. We kept getting the name Paul over and over again. Paul, Paul. We're getting ready to leave, and I ask her, so what's the guy's name? And she just kind of looked at me for a minute. Like, she wanted me to, like, she was waiting for me to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, we got the name Paul multiple times. And she started laughing. She's like, his name is Paul. So it was nice to hear that. And yeah, it was just a fun time. Oh, but the hotel afterwards. Oh my God. Stay at the Quality Inn, just up the road from there. We had experiences there afterwards. Whitney went up to the room. We were all downstairs smoking. And Whitney went up to the room, went in the bathroom. And while she was in there, she swore she heard Cassie come walking in, talking. Walks out in the bathroom. There's nobody there. She comes all the way back downstairs. Anybody up there? We're all like, no, we ain't been anywhere. And then, yeah. What? Sorry. But then, Whitney's like our biggest skeptic, you know. She don't believe anything. We go to bed, and Whitney keeps hearing this knocking. It did kind of wake me up at one point. I heard it also. But it sounded really close, like somebody was knocking on the wall next to us, you know. So I just rolled over and went back to sleep. Then, all of a sudden, we get woken up again to something. Well, Whitney says it was running into our room. I say it sounded like it was running out, but we're both waking up to this. But you could feel the vibration even. And we aren't anywhere close to the hallway. So I have no clue what that was about. But Whitney being our biggest skeptic, oh my God. Never saw so much sage in a room. She's lighting it, just swinging it all around. Holy water's flying. She's packing us up. It's time to go, you know.
She saged the crap out of it.
Yes, it did. And it went, like I said, she does not easily get spooked at all. But she was ready to leave there. So, I don't know, something fell.
That's fairly funny.
Or if the hotel itself is haunted, which we did talk to a couple of people that were out smoking, taking breaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Them saying that, telling us their ghost stories, that they believe it's haunted. So, oh, check that one out if you ever do go down that way.
Well,
I'd like to go back and just investigate the hotel again.
Sounds
but
like.
But I do want to go back to Bobby Mackey's also because they are tearing it down after the beginning of the year sometime. they got to finish up their obligations for paranormal tours and things like that.
Right.
They're tearing the building down. They're keeping the basement, though. So anybody so interested in seeing the well there, and, you know, it's still going to be there, but the rest of it's going to be all new because it's falling apart. I mean, you got broomsticks holding up the thing over the bar, yeah.
So the witches are there trying.
Yeah, what?
The witches are there trying.
Yeah.
You see, broomsticks.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, but I recommend Bobby Mackey's. I do. It was a fun time. Like I said, yeah, it's go the night before you go. When they're in operation. Because you're going to have a blast. Everybody was so, like I said, so friendly and willing to talk to you. I don't know how many cameras we got put in our face. Look at this picture I caught, and look at that picture. As soon as they were finding out we're all paranormal investigators, you know.
Yeah, it looks pretty ragged, the bar does.
Yeah, if you look the whole back, because we wanted to do the one bedroom up there, but they wouldn't even allow us to go up there. Like, it's off limits. It was an awesome place. For sure. Yeah, so if you ever get out that way, even. Who knows, maybe on this trip. Ain't that really that much out if you got extra time.
Who knows?
Well, by then I should have quite a few. We've been
real soon, but like I said, I want to go back. It'll be open towards the end of the year anyways. So.
Yeah, well, by the time we take that trip, it won't be open.
Probably not, no. But, yeah, just to see the difference. If there is a difference, now that there's a new building, even though it's so on.
Well, yeah, I guess that if.
But I just want to, see that change, if there is one. I think that would be great. Oh.
I asked.
So any ideas of what you're going to investigate while you guys are here?
No. I got a few ideas, but the one doesn't sound like we're going to have access or gain access to it. Is that Willow's Weep. The house in Indiana.
I don't know that much about that one. Yeah.
And then, but there's a couple of places, and my friend that lives in Illinois is going to send me a list of places he can get us access to.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, I'd like to go to Joliet Prison because I'd really like to investigate a prison once.
He used to do tours there. He says that's one of his favorite places and he's gone to a lot of places. He's with Blood Moon Paranormal.
Everything I've seen and heard and read about since I got my eyesight back, I get to read real easily now. And Eloise makes me want to go there.
Eloise is a good one. Yes, it is. I will say. Yeah. You guys go there, you're going to love it. Fifth floor. Definitely. That's what you're going to want to investigate.
That's what a couple of documentaries said, too.
Yeah. The fifth floor is very active there. It's one of my favorite floors. I just hate. The last year we did tours there, we did not do it before.
A lot of walking, huh?
Oh, the stairs are a killer, and taking that equipment up. Then if you got to go to the bathroom, you know, all the way back down those back. Oh, crazy. Too many stairs for me. I'm getting too old for that. I'm fine if I just go up there and I stay there. But like I said, we were doing tours, so we had to leave, you know, at certain points. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it's a killer. But second floor is good too. I like the second floor. They're all great. Who am I kidding? It's a good place to go. Another place is that I haven't gone to yet either. I want to go to Raisin River National Battlefield Park. That is supposed to be haunted, man.
Is that in Michigan?
Yeah. Yep. Raisin River. The War of 1812 happened there. And what did it say about it? But after, of course, the Americans lost. The British, you know, overtook them. Lost. Mm-hmm. There was about 500 people left. And then the Native American Indians came in and massacred all but 33 people. So all that stuff going on at one time, people claim all kinds of stuff there.
It's supposed to be a bad juju on that land.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You survive an attack, you know, the war, and then you get massacred by the Indians.
Well, at that time, this, you know, this was all their land.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't understand that. They were, you know, you were invading their territory and they were defending their land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, there was probably one hell of a language barrier, too.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Or that Bass School disaster site. That's another really good one.
Which one?
The Bath Township school disaster site. That happened. That's like, it's still today the worst U.S. School disaster. It had like what? It killed 29 elementary students, 6 adults, injured like another 50-something. The guy, Andrew Kilo, he actually killed his wife the night before. Then he blew up the family home, drove to the school that just blew up also, and then blew himself up in the car, which injured even more. This guy was nuts.
I would say so.
Yeah. But we went there. It's just a park now. But they got a memorial there and everything. And we went there, and I swear we were talking with a little girl. She was just hanging with us, responding to our questions. And then we did a roll call. We figured we'd pretend, you know, school's in session. Let's do a roll call. So we had a list of all the victims. And I'm not kidding. We must have got about 40%. Every time we'd say a name, we'd get a here, present. We'd get something like that.
Wow.
They were responding to it. And I just can't believe how many we got. It was crazy.
The place isn't too far out of Lansing. It's like 10 miles. I looked it up.
Yeah, that place is nuts.
Because I saw a documentary on that place.
Of course, we had to wait for quiet time, you know, because there's things going on and stuff. And so we were just talking to neighbors. It was a beautiful day out. The neighbors were out there doing their stuff, and they live right next door. And yeah, they said they've lived there for about 40 years. They believe the park is definitely haunted, and things come over by their houses. And their teenagers, their kids grew up there. So when they were teenagers, they were always hanging in the park trying to communicate, you know, doing a teenage thing. And so they got some weird stuff happening with them. And yeah, that's a crazy sight to see. Like I said, even just sit in the park, it's beautiful. Relaxing. Run your equipment. See what happens. It was good. But what else is around here? There's a lot of stuff around here. Actually, somewhere.
Isn't it funny how there's a lot of stuff? Yeah, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin. Until we started doing this, I did not know how strange and weird Wisconsin really was.
That's because you were a part of it.
Nobody asked for your opinion.
The birth of Joe.
Don't need to ask. I'll give it anyway.
Yeah, I love those weird, like weird New Jersey, weird Michigan, weird Wisconsin books. I love them.
Yeah, I got one of those around here.
Yeah, we got the weird Michigan one.
I got the weird Wisconsin one. It's hardcover.
I found out when I lived in Redford, and I lived right down the street from one of the stories in the book. It was House of Goo.
House of Goo?
House of Goo. It got covered in this green goo somehow.
Oh, yeah. It
dropped from the sky.
It got slimed. Yeah, that is kind of strange. You know, our first investigation was at Sanatorium Hill. When I was a kid, I had no idea about Sanatorium Hill. The only thing we knew about it as kids was in the wintertime, it was the perfect place to go sledding. Yeah. Because the sanatorium sat way up on top of this great big hill. You know.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love those books. I do got another book, though. Michigan Haunts. Got a bunch of different places. I have to look some up for it. And I'll send you a list also.
Don't do that.
Jackson Prison.
Oh, yeah,
one.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, the upper floors were converted into a hotel, or not a hotel, but an apartment building now. But the whole lower level, where they had the solitary confinement and the tunnels and all that, still exists. So they do tours, but they're only historical tours. But they tell you you can bring in small equipment, you know, for these tours and stuff. And I think I want to go on one of the tours. I keep mentioning that all the time to my team, too. Let's go on the tour. This is the only way you're going to get to see it. They won't run it out for investigations or anything like that.
Yeah, and then there's those places that won't let you in at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it, probably because it is an apartment building also now. You know, they're probably trying to keep things away from them. But, yeah, the residents all there, though, do claim that their houses and apartments are haunted. So.
Wow. There's a lot of things to check out.
That'd be nice to do residential there.
Ah. You know, just for giggles, you know, we'd have to, just to kind of tie it in, we'd have to find a spot and make extra time for Michigan and find a spot and do a dog Michigan dog man investigation.
Yeah. That would be cool.
You know, tie it in with the Beast of Bray Road, you know.
My husband's a hunter. And him and my brother-in-law went out one day, and they swear they saw, they think an alien.
An alien, huh?
Alien. They said it was transfluid. I can't even talk. You know, they can see through it. Oh, here it is.
Translucent.
Huh?
Translucent.
Yeah. So you see through it.
I do. I didn't do nothing.
I was telling them about your alien.
Okay.
And that this alien, it came through the trees. How tall was it?
Probably about 11 feet tall.
About 11 feet tall, comes through, looks at them in the blind, and then just continues to walk off.
I don't do drugs. I'm on drunk. And I have my son-in-law with me. That shit really happened.
This is home. I don't know.
And you didn't have a camera.
No, I left the cell phone at home.
Yeah, dog man would be cool.
I've seen a lot of strange things in the woods over the years. I mean,
you know, I left the cell phone at home because he was in the deer stand. He didn't want the wife calling him and scaring away the big deer.
Oh, you can't get him in a stand. He ain't going in a stand. Afraid of heights.
No, I hung on the ground. Ground blind. No, I've seen a lot of different things over the years in the woods.
Yeah,
I would imagine, you know, if you go hunting quite frequently, you would.
No, I've seen a fairy in the woods.
Yeah, I know you don't mean the fairy. I saw a fairy also.
Saw a dark fairy flew up to the blind window, hovered around there for about 30 seconds and took off. True story. Hey. There's a lot of things out in the woods, deep in the woods. A lot of people don't see them because they're back in the woods.
Yep.
And there's a lot of hunters that don't talk about it because you guys are probably thinking I'm crazy right now.
No.
But.
No, I actually tend to believe you. I mean, we've researched a lot of strange things around here. And there's a place called the Devil's Punch Bowl. Okay. And if you go out there, it's, you're supposed to take an offering with you of Skittles, okay, for the fairies that live there and the gnomes that live there.
Oh, if you know, I never believed in fairies till about 8 years ago. That really happened. I it was about probably about 1.5 times the size of a hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the fae realm does exist.
Yeah, and they tend to see them there. A lot. Now, the one trip that I took, I didn't see nothing, but I was kind of disappointed and upset because somebody decided to tag part of that area.
Yeah, that's
you know, and it's kind of an offbeat area, that is kind of got like a natural spring and a stream going through it and everything. It's just a gorgeous area, and for some, and it's got a tunnel that goes under the road above, and that whole tunnel is tagged.
Yeah, I'm open to anything.
The best time you're going to have an experience when you're deep in the woods, and we don't hunt 100 yards in. We go half mile, mile back. You know, so when that happened, when we saw that, you know, I believe it was an interdimensional creature.
That's possible,
I believe it was passing dimension. I don't think it was an alien at all. But, you know, we were about a mile back in the woods, and there was absolutely no light sources, and it was a cloudy night. You know, and it was an hour before dawn, so there was no explaining that.
You know, that it seems like in the area that's been kind of dubbed the Skinwalker Ranch of Wisconsin, it seems like a lot of that activity that showed up on trail cams around there is early in the morning.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
Yeah.
See, most activities in the early morning or just after dawn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions. I mean,
The only time I get nervous is when the woods get quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'd get nervous too. I don't blame you. You know, yeah. But we did have that one interesting thing that happened at night. And, you know, I still believe that we were either getting too much evidence in one sitting, and or something was trying to chase us out of there before dawn, because the goal that night was to stay out on the property until about 6-7 o'clock in the morning, because that's where a lot of the evidence that we seen on the trail cams was, you know, right around sunrise.
Definitely. That's the smartest thing too, is about trail cams and just let them cook, you know, 3-4 months.
Well, this guy's been letting them cook for years. But we got chased off that property by fog.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
We're not done with Bray Road yet. We're
definitely gonna go back.
Now you guys gotten too much stuff out there. Don't give that up.
You know, we've still got footage that people haven't seen yet. You know, when we put that documentary last year together, that was just a fraction of what we've got.
Yep.
So,
where's the documentary on YouTube? Or
yeah, it's called Hunting the Beast.
Joe calls it a documentary. It's just a bunch of stuff that we put together.
Yeah, it was 2 hours long.
We did the best we could because we're not professionals.
There's definitely a lot of things out there. You know, there's a lot of guys I've hunted with for years, and they've seen some too, not necessarily what me and Chris have seen. Every hunter will tell you that when the woods gets quiet, they tend to get a little edgy.
Oh, well, we got to go.
Yes, you got to wrap it up.
When's your show on again? Ghost Buzz? When's your Ghost show?
Thursday nights. I don't know what the next date is. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. I'm good at
scheduling. So on the 28th, your next show will be December 28th then.
28th, okay. I was going to say 27th, so yeah, I still would have been wrong.
Maybe next time they're on with you guys, I'll come on. I got some interesting pictures from trail cameras.
All right, well, thanks for having me, you guys.
You guys stick around if you still want to chat.
All right.
What we got next Friday? I got to look it up here. Chris Garcia is next Friday.
Yep. We'll be talking to Chris again.
Yep. We'll be there next Friday. 5 o'clock. So stay safe and remember, anything's possible.